And I kind of stumbled upon children's face painting, and it was a lucrative thing. So, mm-hmm. and kind of worked with my my mumming schedule. And so they needed somebody to face paint for the school play. Mm-hmm. And we hit it off and we became friends. And it turned out she was also a belly dancer. Mm. And she was trying to put together a belly dance troupe. And COVID had hit, and I was kind of in between musical projects and everything, and she just kept pestering me every day. I would drop my son off at school, and she's like, come on, come dance, come on, you're Lebanese, it's in your blood.
Oh,
come
shut
on.
Up.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your Lebanese background.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Lebanese Irish.
Lebanese Irish, okay.
Yeah, it's an odd mix, but yeah. I'm the whitest Arab around. So finally she talked me into it, and you know, it just kind of went from there. And so we formed the Bellywood Beats, and we right now we're just doing kind of haflas, and we kind of do it for ourselves. But mm-hmm. you know, we're hoping to get it out there, and you know, do other kind of shows and everything. And it's kind of like a fusion belly dance with Bollywood,
oh, nice.
As well as tribal, fusion. We're open to different genres of belly dance, and the costumes are really fun,
right? So, and like you said, you're Lebanese, so did it come naturally to you?
I'm as awkward as they come, but yeah, I'm getting there. It's still, I'm a novice, but you know, I'm learning. I'm trying to be open-minded about making my body do things it doesn't want to do.
No worries.
But yeah, no, it's fun. It's good exercise. It's really lifted me up. It's nice to have a group of women to empower you mm-hmm. as well, you know, and do something that's just for you, and you know, which is something you kind of lose sight of when you become a mom. You kind of put everybody else first. So this was something that I did for me, and it's fun. It's yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, and tell me about Melody Whore.
Melody Whore He's a producer out of Texas, I believe. James Reyna. I was introduced to him through Daz Sharp of Spoils of Grace. Daz had asked me if I was interested in doing some collaborative projects, mm-hmm. More in the kind of dark wave industrial kind of experimental kind of a different genre for me, but I was curious and interested and open to trying all kinds of music. And so he had a project that he had asked Daz to do vocals for. It was for a compilation tribute to A Perfect Circle, and so Daz had asked me to accompany him on this song, and it was a really good mix. It was the start of something musically beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love Perfect Circle. All right, here's The Nurse Who Loved Me.
Say hello to the shrinking in your head.
good. So good. Okay, so if you love like goth kind of music, we have a German show here at CJSF, and we're just going to play that show promo right now. Oh, if it plays. Okay, so it's not playing. Okay, oh, let's try it one more time. No, technical difficulties, folks. Okay, why don't we get to John in the House's announcements?
Thank you,
and,
DJ Libby.
We'll be
this
back.
Is John in the House's What is On in Vancouver's Entertainment this week, from Thursday, May 2nd to Thursday, May the 9th. The music in the background is by a local musician in town, Dino Di Nicola. Tears Fall from the Sky, the second song off his album called Skin and Bones, released in 2014. Found on all music platforms. Check out this album at https://dinodinicolo.com/album/skin-bones. Check out his website at https://dinodinicolo.com. What about Dino? Dino Di Nicola has been playing music all his life. He started on the electric organ and later left it behind. Those simple electronic moves lingered, leaving a lasting impression and early fuel for the rhythmic guru. The electric bass grew into an extension of his hands, and his voice developed a rhythmic center of its own. Dino has become a master musician with a groove so deep that it moves the mind, the body, and the soul. I met Dino on the Melodies in Mind radio show in 2013 and have been following him ever since. Enjoy the rest of the song. Coaching you to wear the latest fashion for people to meet. Oh yeah, I feel there's someone watching me.
From the sun down.
Dino. Thank you, John, in the house. All right, and we are back with Mello. And yes, you're going to tell me about this song called Hollow Hills.
Well, Hollow Hills is a Bauhaus song. And I was asked to join Martin King of Dog Tablet. He's based out of United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And he, we're doing, he was asked to do a compilation called Retronomicon, I think I said that right, which was a fundraising compilation for Charles Levi from My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult, who's going through some medical issues, and so it was to raise funds. So it was all supposed to be just a fun compilation of 80s songs, like influential 80s songs. So Martin had chosen Hollow Hills, and he had messaged me, and I was quite tickled that he had asked me to do this with him. He's got quite a name for himself, in the United Kingdom and around the world for what he's done musically. So this is basically the Hollow Hills. It's a Bauhaus cover done with me singing alongside of Martin King from Dog Tablet.
Hello.
So tell me about some other upcoming projects you got going on.
I've got in the works another feature for Prey Switch, which is Stacey Jones, formerly of Monster Voodoo Machine. And that song, I believe the working title is Shine.
Yes.
But that one's still in the works. We're working on it. It's getting mixed. We're doing that as well as Daz Sharp is also co-producing that, and he also recorded my vocals for that. So, kind of it's a coming together of different forces for the song, and we're really excited about that. I guess as far as live stuff, looking forward to hopefully participating in the Bowie Ball again this year. we weren't a part of it last year, so we're hoping that if we throw our name in the hat again this year, that we will reemerge as Mel's Rockpile entertain doing some Bowie songs.
Yes, and if you've never been to the Bowie Ball, you gotta go and you gotta dress up all kind of shiny.
Definitely you got to get your glitter on.
Awesome. Okay, and talking about glitter and what getting it on, you got some ink on you.
I've got a lot of ink on me. It's kind of, I think it's my midlife crisis.
I've
always had tattoos since I was 18 or 19, but they weren't ones that I was all that proud of, right? You know, like, yeah, they were and they had stories, like, you know. But my journey into like extensive tattoo work started with a big extensive cover up, which turned into this big Art Nouveau floral piece, and then I thought I was done, and then I was like, oh, it's a little imbalanced. I think I need a little something on my shoulder, and so we went into doing more than just the cover up, and of course I was like, I'm done, that's it, I'm not doing any more. And then I was like, remembered that a long time ago I wanted to do some kind of tribally kind of sleeves or whatever on my arms, and we ended up deciding to do something that was a fusion of, you know, kind of an Indian tribal as well as blending into the Art Nouveau. So it's so that's work in progress.
Yes.
You know,
and who's your go-to?
Electro Lady Lux, Teresa Johnson, Electro Lady Lux.
Yes.
I am her walking human canvas.
She
it seems.
Is, and we actually have a quick little interview with Teresa.
Welcome, Teresa, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Teresa, and I started and I own Electro Lady Lux. I do tattoos.
Yeah, okay. And when did you start doing tattoos?
91. Yeah.
When you were a kid, though, did you start to do, like,
I was into art. Mm-hmm. Always made art. I was always the kid at home doing everybody's little portrait or drawing the animals. And one of my favorite things to draw was Cher. It was the early 70s. So, you know, like, I did a lot of that stuff. And you develop a little bit of a method and... So I made a lot of art, and then life sort of took a turn for a while, and then I eventually went back to university and was going into social work, and then I had to do my electives, which was art. At that time, I was a mom, so it just reminded me how much I really missed making art, so I went back into that, and at the same time, with those great student loans, I was getting tattooed.
Let me just take a look at some of your artwork right now.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Yeah, lots. I have lots.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I'm pretty much three quarters covered. Yeah.
Did you do any of it yourself, or you always had someone else do it?
I've done some work myself, as mostly other people. You know, with tattoos, you tend to lean towards illustrative stuff, and so... For the longest time, I've been doing more illustrative, but my first love was painting, and I didn't use acrylic until I'd been actually tattooing for a while. So, I paint completely different when I paint with oil than I do with acrylic.
Mm.
When I paint with oil, it's not as illustrative.
Oh, interesting.
And part of it has to do with how the paint dries and how you can work with it, all that kind of stuff. So,
okay, so being a tattoo artist, what do you find that's most common people ask for in Vancouver?
I find a lot of younger people, like a lot of the people that get tattoos, the majority of them, I think, are in their 30s and 40s.
Okay.
And I'm almost 60.
No.
Yeah. I'll be 6 this year, 59 this year.
Oh, you look great for your age.
Thanks. I have a son who's 40 this year.
Wow.
So the part of the problem when getting back to your question is the popularity tends to be within those groups.
Yes.
And I don't have a lot of those groups. I have people who have been my clients for a long time. Mm. So, I mean, the popular things in BC or Vancouver have always been kind of West Coast stuff, whether it's West Coast Indigenous style, trees, feminist, things that are representative of LGBTQ plus, right. All that stuff.
Yeah. What about the weirdest place? What's the weirdest place?
Oh, I've done genitals.
You know,
people always say, what's the weirdest?
Yeah.
Yeah, genitals are the weirdest, I guess, that most people would consider. And patterns for eyebrows. It's about, you know, lips, inner lips.
Oh, right, yeah.
Gums.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me about, how did you meet Mellow?
How did I meet Mellow? Mm-hmm. Originally, I met Mellow because I was tattooing someone she was dating.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really talk much then. And then she came to me, I don't even know how many years ago now. She wanted to get a big cover-up that she had a piece on her.
Oh, yes.
And she wasn't really satisfied with it. And she told me kind of the feel that she wanted it to have. And so I made some suggestions. And then she just let me go for it.
Nice.
So
I love that when gives you all the range.
Well, yeah, like, and the funny thing is when somebody lets you kind of go for it,
mm-hmm.
those are usually the pieces that most people are blown away by. Right. You know, when people are really rigid, and I'll do whatever people want, like, I'll give them suggestions. I always say, this is what I think, but if this is really what you want, I'll do it.
Mm.
But if it's really rigid, then quite often it's not as like, wow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like on Mellow, we managed to do these massive flowers.
Oh, yeah.
They make a huge statement, you know?
Okay.
And I get to play with color, and I get to do depth and all that stuff. It's kind of like being the painter that I am.
Where can people find you?
I do work privately these days. Mm-hmm. And so the best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram.
Yep.
Teresa Electro Lady Lux.
Mm-hmm.
That's spelled ELECTRO-LADYLUX. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. Other than that, it's email electroladylux@shaw.ca. I do have a website, electroladylux.com.
Thank you so much, Teresa, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thanks for having me.
Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby.
All right. How cute was that? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So
you surprised me.
Yes, I did. That was the surprise interview. Okay. So let's get to the song called Savior.
Savior. Savior is a song that was recently put out on the Spoils of Grace album, Suffer Long. Again, Daz Sharp, who has been recording and producing all my latest projects for me. He had asked me if I could participate on this song with him, and of course it was an honor. He is very pinnacle in me reemerging back into music again. I had really kind of thought that I was done, that I was too old, that, you know, I was just had enough in me to do the Bowie ball once a year and everything, but it was something that was really crying inside, that my need and desire to get back into music and do original songwriting, and he really made me feel like I still had it. It was still there. That you're never too old, and so it was a real honor to contribute to this song for him.
Here's Savior on CJSF.
Thank you.
Oh, we are dancing here in the studio, folks. Oh, my goodness. I love it. But we are also short of time. So we got to talk about this last song we're going to play.
This last song is a song I did with Melody Horror. But this time I'm taking the lead. I got to do the lead feature vocals for this one and as well write the lyrics for. So I was given a lot of creative leeway with this, and it's also my reemergence back into actively doing songwriting, which I haven't done in a long time, and it was very daunting for me, but it was also very empowering, and now I'm very eager to continue on and do more projects.
I'm so glad you're back, and thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van, thanks for having me.
Yeah, baby. We'll catch you all next week.